Okay. The fuck is this?
This is an old school song, man.
All right. Revenge Sevenfold?
No.
I don't know. I guess so. I think you should probably recognize it. Maybe this isn't the song I wanted to play. Oh, Goo Goo Dolls. No. This is the song I wanted to play. But this is not the Goo Goo Dolls. This is Dishwalla.
Who?
Dishwalla.
Dishwalla?
Yeah.
What the fuck is Dishwalla?
There's some band from the 90s.
You said that so nonchalantly.
They have another song that's pretty fucking big.
What is it?
Not this.
Hold on, no, play it out. I might recognize the chorus.
This may just be a...
Oh, I think I just started it over.
Great.
So let's just skip ahead. We're a minute in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is like 105.7 The Point when The Point was good.
Yeah, I've been listening to, or a guy at work's been listening to, he's got XM radio, and he's been throwing on the Lithium channel, which is just straight up like 90s, just rock, alternative.
Love it.
Like, yeah, stuff like
when that. When I was traveling for work, and we're going to get into my traveling for work sooner rather than later.
Okay.
A couple years ago, early on, me and another coworker were traveling together, and we're driving. And she's like a mom in her, like, I don't want to give her age because I don't want to put that on record. But she's a mom whose kids are, like, high school, young high school. Like, she's not that old, but she's, like, a mom.
Okay.
And I was like, what are we going to play? Like, what are we going to figure out in a car together?
Sure.
We had Sirius XM radio from the car, I think. Or maybe not Sirius, but we had
some sort of satellite radio.
Some sort of satellite radio. Yeah. And then jamming 90s, you know, all the 90s alternative.
There you go.
Matchbox 20.
That was probably this stage. Goo Goo Dolls, all of that.
This stage. I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
We talk about it still today. I'm like, remember those times? Those were good times. Like,
yeah.
We just threw on the old 90s, rock, you know, alternative station and just, we had a good time.
When are you having a bad time listening to this, by the way?
Never?
Never o'clock?
No, the 90s were great.
There's a reason why nostalgia brings everyone back to the 90s.
Yeah, because the 90s were actually fun.
We're a fantastic time.
This is, like, who's sad listening? Like, you know, they had sad music.
Sure.
There's some sad Goo Goo Dolls songs. Kind of Crows weren't always, you know, hanging out with Mr. Jones.
No.
But
it's a great song.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
No, and it's not sad. But, you know, there were... There were some sad times in the 90s, but overall, good times.
Sure.
Now it's all about, I don't even know what kind of music is being made anymore, honestly.
So, I want to get into a little, I kind of want to, it's been a couple weeks.
It's been a bit.
It's been almost a couple weeks since we recorded.
It's been a little bit. You guys miss us.
I want a little, we're going to play a little catch up here.
Oh, I even want to talk about the last episode.
We got hammers.
We were drinking.
We're fucking hammers.
And folks, we fixed this. We had a drink at dinner, and we're currently drinking again.
Yes. So we're just going to get...
It's going to happen again.
I said some questionable things.
It's going to happen again.
It's probably going to happen again. I said some things you might not be happy about.
This is going to become the podcast now.
Yeah,
folks.
We're just going to get hammered.
I have a lot of Tito's in my house now.
All right.
And we're going to be...
I'm not upset.
We're always going to be fully stocked with Tito's.
This is a Thursday night. I do got to work tomorrow.
Same.
At 6.
Much later
than 6.
2.5 hours later than 6.
That's fine, though.
You're all filled up with the Mexican food.
Got the Mexican food.
Got some carnitas tacos in here.
The big old 22-ounce Dos Equis Amber.
Ooh.
It was fucking delicious, dude. Those frosted mugs. Oh, man.
You get a frothy mug.
It's just
the best. Why a place would serve anything and anything... A drink and anything but a frothy mug. They're doing themselves a disservice. Because if the Dos Equis wasn't served in a frothy mug, I don't know that we would have ordered it.
No. Another thing. So that night we recorded.
Yes. Toasty.
I got fucking wasted, dude. You make these Moscow Mules heavy.
Yeah.
And I'm not mad about that.
I do the shot, and then I'm like, I wasn't filled to the brim, so then I pour a little extra.
You give it a little extra. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not upset. Had to spend the night.
Yep.
Woke up the next morning with a puddle in the bed. Now.
Puddle of mud.
Immediately.
Not a mud.
I checked my pants. It wasn't me, guys. I didn't wet the bed.
And you did a good job. Now, I don't think we would have gone in that room until you almost stayed the night a few nights ago.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't have, and we did it, by the way. You told me, and I forgot. So I didn't go into that room until that night. But you got out in front of it. You said, hey, if you discover a puddle, this wasn't my fault.
I didn't pee the fucking bed.
I like that. That's okay. Smart strategy.
By the way, I waited like...
If I would have peed the bed, I would have come out and said, hey, I didn't pee the bed, but there's pee in your bed.
I waited like a half hour until I heard a door open. I was just like, dude, I'm not leaving this puddle in the bed and then think I pissed the
bed. I slept in because, well, frankly, I'd been drinking.
Yeah. No,
you should have just left and texted me and said, hey, there's a puddle in the bed.
I feel like that's like... If someone did that to me and they texted me, I would be like, yeah, fucking right. No, you pissed the bed.
If someone I wasn't going to see for a long time did that, maybe. But I think if someone else, it was like me and you, it'd be like, okay.
Sure.
Like, also, I don't know. I think it's one of those, I don't want to pee in like my, there's many places of I wouldn't want to pee in their bed. I think we're probably at the point with each other. We could probably pee in each other's spare beds and it's like,
we can get over it.
Like, I'm not going to be like, man, Jordan's never invited back here again. Like,
sure.
You know, but there are people that I know that if they did pee in my spare bed, would never be invited back to my house.
Sure,
again.
Sure. Well, we're on a pee in the bed level, which is good. But I didn't want that to be my legacy.
No, and then I remember it, and then like next time you want to stay the night.
Yeah, yeah, it's in the back of your head, he might pee the bed again.
I guess I got to make his drinks a little light because he's going to fucking pee the bed again.
Yeah. Now, you never figured out the cause of the puddle.
No, because I was very...
you forgot about it.
I forgot I was hungover. I was like,
I told you about it, and you forgot.
All I heard was, there's not pee in your bed, and I was like, all right, good.
Now, folks, for context, this puddle was, if I'm laying in the bed... My head is at the head of the bed. This puddle is on my left foot.
About. It's so clear that you didn't pee the bed. Like I would wake up and be like, that's
the bottom
odd,
corner.
I wouldn't have. You'd be like, oh, okay. My first thought would have been, oh, it's over there. I didn't pee the bed.
It was not my first thought. I immediately was just like, oh, fuck. Did I piss the bed?
Have you ever sweat so much? And you're like, oh, shit.
I think I pissed the bed.
Have you ever sweat so much that you like woke up and you're
check
your pants.
I had
like,
night sweats.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just had the night sweats. Just sweat at night. No big deal. We're good to go.
Yep.
Didn't pee the bed.
Whew.
Scary feeling as an adult. The last thing you want to do is pee the bed.
Yeah.
And you know what? We're all walking around like we're not going to pee the bed.
Sure.
I bet every one of us pees the bed again. Everyone listening. Everyone on the podcast.
Listen, dude.
Is going to pee the bed again in their life.
Now, first and foremost, you can go back and listen
to
the very first episode on this feed, Spam Podcast Episode 1, and you can hear a story about a time I shit my pants.
Yep.
And that was within the last year. I have also shit my pants in bed, I'd say, 3 times in the last 5 years.
So what makes us think we're above peeing in a bed?
Like, it's happened.
Like, why do we think we can't?
I get sick. I don't get, like, the sick shits often. Well, I guess I get them more than most people because it's happened to me 3 times. Sometimes I get sick and I have the shits and it's so fucking bad that like I just can't get out of bed to shit. And by the way, it starts out as me thinking it's a fart and it is not a fart. It's never a fart when this happens.
No, I haven't legitimately shit my pants in a long, long time.
It's rough, man.
I've been fortunate. And hey, I know it's going to happen. It's going to happen again. It's going to happen again. Not soon necessarily, but it could. Well,
hopefully for you, it's not till you're like an old man. I have to live under this fucking fear.
At this point, it could happen to you anytime.
I could shit my pants right now.
At this point,
I don't know.
You're not safe.
We had Mexican tonight. It could happen.
You're not safe.
I'm not.
I'm sitting here thinking like, I've got away with it for so long. It's going to have to happen soon. Like,
I think you're clear until you're an old man. Dude.
Maybe that means I'm not a guy who shits his pants. I'll take that. I'll take that.
I'm a guy that shits my pants.
I
guess.
I'll carry some other kind of gene. You know, who knows? Maybe I'll turn 35 and then it'll be like, all right, you shit your pants now. Now when you get drunk, you shit your pants.
Fuck, were you there at Uncle Bill's when I shit my pants then?
It was one of the greatest moments of my life was when you told me afterwards that it was you.
This was one of the moments where I was like sick to the point where like I should not have been out.
We were hung and you were hungover.
I was hungover and I was also sick.
That's like a bad combo.
Sick.
It's very bad.
Shouldn't have been out of the house. I was sick. I still drank that night. Got hungover. Big group of us went to Uncle Bill's.
A pancake house.
And I get a slinger. I get a fucking slinger when I'm sick.
God. These are decisions no one can make and now. But when we were like 21,
The first fart that I felt at Uncle Bill's, I fucking like, well, it's a fart. Nope, wasn't a fart. Went into the bathroom, checked the underwear. Massive shit. Just fucking
massive?
Everywhere. No, not massive. Like it was fucking diarrhea. It wasn't like a giant piece of poop.
Enough that the underwear was retired.
Yeah, the underwear was retired. I take it off, throw it behind the toilet, get back to the table, and tell everyone, "Hey, some asshole left poopy underwear in the bathroom."
This makes me question whether or not you peed in my bed, because this is another situation where you got out in front of it.
Okay,
you're not wrong.
That's a fair statement.
I didn't think about it until now.
God damn it!
You got out in front of it there.
It's a fair statement. All right, I peed the bed.
You might have.
I didn't pee the bed.
No,
I didn't pee the bed. I sniffed it myself. I had to make sure.
It would have still. If you had,
you would smell it.
I would have smelled it.
You would have smelled
urine that day.
Yeah, yeah.
Or days, you know, weeks later when I checked it,
you would just walk into that room and smell.
I would walk in the room like, "Whoa, fuck,
yeah." So I shit my pants sometimes. However, I have a very great bladder for pee. I don't pee myself. I don't know the last time I pissed my pants. I don't know.
Truly pissed my pants.
It's been so long ago.
It's been a while, yeah. But. I don't know, like, I have such a bad bladder. Like, I have to pee all the time.
No. Okay. 15?
How old am I? Oh, not 15.
We'll say 17 years?
How old am I?
Maybe? Are we getting around that time? You're 28.
I remember a time specifically in fifth grade, which would have been, I think, 17 years ago, where I was in class. I had to pee real bad, and I was playing like a game on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have, I was still kind of to the point where I'm like, I don't want to ask to use the bathroom, but I'm like playing this game on the computer. And then I just, enough happened, and I was like, oh. And I just did it.
What'd you do?
I just walked around the rest of the day.
Did anyone know?
No, I can't remember what I was wearing slick sweatpants.
Oh, like the windbreaker pants?
I think it like dried.
Wow.
I think it dried because I wasn't wearing
And most kids at that age smell anyway, so like you're probably going under the radar. No one's going to really smell
you. You know what probably really happened though?
Like BO's pretty bad.
I bet kids were like, huh. And then I bet every teacher was like,
You had like a retarded kid in your class, didn't you? Maybe that.
No.
You had like two retarded kids.
They put two retarded kids in the same class.
Everyone just thought that was the fucking
retard. How many retarded kids were in our class of people in fifth grade? I'm like, three? And they put two in one class.
In one classroom. Yeah, yeah.
Every morning. And I'm not.
Well,
oh, and you know what? We had a third person who was basically retarded.
Mm hmm.
And that person
she could wipe your butt.
That person left school.
She could probably wipe her butt. I heard
great stories about. I'm gonna get into fifth grade because fifth grade was quite a year. So fifth grade, everyone thinks they're like the king of the school too.
Yeah,
because it was the oldest in our school before you moved to middle school.
Sure.
Even though you're not hot shit, and the next year you're about to become like like not dirt. I mean, you're gonna become dirt the next year. So I'm in a class with two kids who were actually retarded, and they just would laugh at each other every morning for like 20 minutes. Like, and like every morning, it would be spent with, "Hey, Ryan, shut up, Ryan."
Oh, God.
And like, Ryan wanted to laugh. He was just a fucking goofy dude. And the other guy did not want to laugh. Like, the other guy was like,
"Yeah.
Dude, shut up, Ryan." And like Ryan was like, "Tony." This is good. We're gonna get canceled.
I don't fucking care.
But it was fucking hilarious. And you know what? I thought it was fucking hysterical. Like they were just, it was just them having like fun. It was so much fun.
My favorite, I don't know if I want to say her name. I don't want to say her full name.
First names are, I think first names are okay.
Well, her name was Virginia.
Yeah, and I got a story about Virginia.
But the funny part about this story is you kind of need the full name here. Do I just do it?
No,
do I care?
Don't do it.
I'll say the story anyway. You're not going to know the last name.
You might know the last name.
But I remember she left her lunchbox in like the cafeteria or something. And at the end of the day at lunch, someone on our bus found her lunchbox.
I love this story.
She found her lunchbox and he gets on the bus and he goes, "Hey, I have vagina butthead's lunchbox." And her last name was very close to
I'm not gonna say it.
Yeah. If you're vagina butthead and you're listening, I'm sorry I brought that back up. But it was fucking hilarious.
My favorite vagina butthead.
She also wasn't retarded. She was just like
she was slow. She probably learning disability or something.
Probably.
But she wasn't to the level of
She could be like on her own.
She was not to the level of the two people that would just laugh all the time.
Sure.
I love those. They provided me so many good times. But Vagina Butthead left in the middle of the school year.
Yes.
To go to some
this
other
is
school.
In fifth grade when this
fifth
happens.
Fifth grade.
Okay.
Leaves the school year in the middle of the year to go to some class. So my teacher was went on maternity leave that year. So my teacher leaves for maternity leave. And we get a long-term substitute for the year.
Miss Most, I remember.
And she was
not told.
Because... Vagina Butt wasn't in my class.
Mm-hmm.
So then...
At the point she takes over, Vagina Butthead's gone.
She's gone. So then we're going about our way. I don't know. It probably was 2-3 weeks, maybe a month in. Vagina Butthead just shows back up. Just without warning, walks in the door. And then Ms. Moses is like, "Excuse me?" And then she had to explain like that she's in the class and then she left. And, you know, I think everyone was like, "Yeah, she's... Yeah, she's in the class. Like it's geez.
Well, not everyone. There were two bozos in the corner going.
I can only imagine. Like, what if my whole class had been like, let's just say we don't know who she is.
Pretend she doesn't exist.
Like, let's just say
we don't see her.
Like, let's just like not say anything.
That would have been fucking great.
Like that. That would have been. But you would have had to get the exact right group of shenanigan having people.
Yes.
Fifth grade was like. It was one of those years that it was so odd because I was sort of transitioning. I had a best friend in third and fourth grade, and he was in my class.
Yeah.
And he was not in my fifth grade class.
Sure.
And I got like a new friend, and he was like,
that's what happens in those years.
And he was one of the newer kids at school.
Yeah.
Brendan. I think you know who this is.
Brendan Sullivan.
Yes.
Yes. I was like his best friend
in
fourth grade.
Really good friends in fifth grade.
Yeah.
So me and him, now I've got like a new friend. And I was with a bunch of people that I did not like have class with, and you're in fifth grade. And the teacher, I think, didn't give a shit because she was pregnant, and then she left. You know, again, part of the way through the year,
yeah,
we'd switch classes in fifth grade. I don't know if you did the same thing. We would switch for I guess like one class.
No, we didn't do that because we had the computer. We were the classroom.
You're in the computer room
with every. Well, there were two students. To a desk, and each desk had a computer. They called it the Mintz classroom, MINTS. I was in that class, and
as was my best friend in third and fourth grade, I believe.
We did not. Sean.
Yep.
Yeah, he was in that class with me. We became somewhat close, actually, not like best friends, but
he needed a new one.
We talked.
He needed a new one.
No, we did not switch with any class because. No other class deserved to be where we were, even for 1 hour.
Wouldn't know what we were doing.
Okay.
So I was in advanced math, or power math, they called it. So I would leave for math. One day I left for math. I came back, and they were like watching a movie. Or they're supposed to be watching a movie. I come back, and then the room is dead fucking silent.
Mm-hmm.
And no one's watching a movie, and everyone's just sitting there. And I was like, I came in just like, okay. And the teacher was like, go play on the computer. I was like, okay. I found out later that something, I don't know if there was a nudity scene or like a risque scene or a curse words, but then everyone in the class was like, oh, you fucking go, you know, Miss Deal, you're the shit. Like, and then she got real mad about it and shut it down.
What do you expect out of fifth graders?
I don't know.
You're fifth grade.
I don't know. But it was one of the most awkward moments of my like school life was to walk into a dead silent classroom and be like, huh. Were you are you in power math? I don't remember.
I was in power math in second grade.
I didn't get placed until like fourth grade.
And after I guess I was bad at it, when I was there. Because third grade, I was not in power math anymore.
I got placed in third or fourth grade. And then I was like, and then they were like, they loved me right away.
I wasn't back into advanced math until pre-algebra seventh grade.
Well,
I somehow made the jump.
You get placed before sixth grade. And then sixth grade, I think you're, I don't want to say allowed to, but sixth grade, we didn't have it.
Yeah. And
dude, I remember those days. The parents were like, my parents, everyone's parents, all my friends' parents were like, what the fuck are you?
Oh, really?
Because you took kids.
Well, so
we went from being in. We basically were doing
you smarties with the dumb dumbs, and that's going to make you guys dumber.
Well,
that's what the parents think.
Because
you got to slow the class down.
They weren't wrong.
You got to slow
the class down immensely. We probably didn't learn anything in sixth grade. It was probably like what we were doing in fifth grade.
Yeah.
Honestly. And then seventh grade, all of a sudden, we had to start back up again and do advanced math. And that was like. And then it got like more intense. And we had a year off of being in advanced math. And then all of a sudden, someone who was like really good at advanced math.
Well, were you in SAIL?
No, I wasn't.
Were you in pre-algebra seventh grade?
No, I was in Matha.
Oh, you were in Matha. I was not in that.
Pre-algebra was like the middle. Like you're better at math than most of the people.
Yeah,
but
that's where
we're not
going to
stick you in Matha type of
stuff. So we weren't at equal math levels until high school.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, you were ahead of me. And then you got bummed out.
Well, first grade, we were both in regular math. That's something to speak for.
But we had different teachers.
Well, yeah, but
yes,
we were learning the same thing.
We were learning the same math.
And then we weren't learning the same thing again until
ninth grade.
8 years later.
Yeah.
Okay. You leapfrogged me and then, I leapfrogged you, then you leapfrogged me.
Yes.
And then I jumped back on the same level.
Well, high school was a lot more black and white.
Yeah.
It was you're either a
fucking idiot.
Although, were we in advanced and then there was a regular, right?
Us?
Yes.
Yes.
So like we were in ninth grade and we were taking 10th grade. Like geometry was for 10th graders, but we were in advanced geometry.
Yes.
So there were still, I think, a couple 10th graders in our class that were just like,
they were better
we were at with other subjects.
Yeah.
They were at with math and they were like, oh, I'm smarter than like those guys in the corner laughing at each other, but I'm not smarter than like,
sure,
you know, Jordan and Eric and all those guys. So
it wasn't too hard to be smarter than me.
Well, in math, you were good at math.
I was good at math.
You were very good at math.
I was good at everything. I was just so lazy.
I was horrid.
So lazy.
I actually don't think I comprehended history very well.
I was.
I don't think I. My
really?
Memory, I don't think. I think
it was all very easy to me. I just did not. Like, it's so hard to care about that stupid shit.
That might be what. Well, that might be what it
no
is.
No one wants to care.
But I just didn't. I didn't have the drive to.
It was hilarious to me because I remember freshman year. I was in dumb people, like social studies. And when we got to geography, I had Barry. And like, he was just like, why are you here? Why are you in this class?
There's no middle ground.
There was no middle ground.
That's
because,
the thing.
Because the following year, when we were in Miss Red's class.
We fucked it.
That was a harder class.
But I kept going.
Holy fuck.
That's what I mean.
It was a disaster for me.
There was in high school, it was like you were either in class with the smartest 20 or the smartest like 50 kids in the grade.
Yeah.
Or you are with the dumbest 150. So
yeah.
I was like, I'll be bottom, you know, 15 of the smartest 50.
Sure.
Instead of being like the smartest five of the dumbest, like 150. That's where I decided I would be socially.
I was.
It was all social for me.
Yeah.
See, I socially got bad grades on purpose. Not on purpose, but I would. All my friends were in honors classes, so I just socially was like, I'll take the honors class.
I liked what I did. Math and science, I was always in the advanced.
Is it right?
And everything else, I was not. So I got to be like, I was like the dumb kid in the advanced classes, but I was the fucking Einstein in all the regular classes.
But a lot of times, I think I think you were always rooted for. And I think when you're in dumb classes, the teacher's like, he's a good kid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm rooting for it. And then, but like if the smart classes, a lot of teachers be like, you know, I hope he's doing it. I want him to do it. Like, he's a good kid. Like,
yeah, but I didn't.
He's dumb, but
I didn't do it though.
Jordan's like, you don't root for Alex. No one rooted for Alex. Everyone rooted against Alex.
Because Alex was a genius.
Because he was genius. He was just lazy.
Yeah.
He was just lazy genius.
Yeah.
Well, he's doing just fine.
He's doing great now.
He's doing great.
Way to go, man.
He's doing fantastic. But lazy, like, no one rooted for a lazy genius. The guy would fall asleep in class and be like, I'm just going to get an A on the test now. And then there'd be someone in the back room who's like, I'm working my ass off right here at honors classes. And I have like a B minus. And he's like, oh,
dude, my least favorite thing about school, though, is like the kids who truly got the straight A's, like the straight A student in honors, were dumb as fuck. They were fucking stupid.
Most of the time.
They never understood anything in class. They asked so many questions. It's just like,
they just knew how to get the grade.
You really don't understand, like, they put Pythagorean's theorem?
They put the most time
That's
in.
That's the easiest fucking thing.
They put the most time in for the homework.
Yeah.
And they studied hardest.
Yep.
They asked all the questions. They had the teacher on their side.
Sure.
And then we'd be like, I get it. But then, and there'd be something we don't get. And we'd be like, I don't get it. So
I just won't be good at it.
Yeah.
I'll just suck at that thing that I don't get.
Yeah.
I'm not asking.
Yeah.
Like, I remember senior year in AP, that class we were in.
Calc?
White. Calc, yeah.
Jesus Christ, man.
When we had to do... So there was one point where we had to do a derivatives test once a week until everybody in the class got 100%.
Yeah.
And I was just clearing 100%, 100%, 100% every fucking week. And there would be kids like failing the test.
Sure.
And always. I'm like, guys, I have a C minus in this class. What's going on here? What's going on here? See, that's one of the classes where like Mr. White was not rooting for me. Because he knew.
No, he would root for you, though.
He knew.
He wanted you to do better than
you.
He wanted you
to... I turned in zero homework assignments.
He wanted you to do better.
Maybe. I think I was just a waste of his time. I think I was just a big waste of his time.
I don't know. You ended up being... Yes. Yeah. Right now, you were a waste of everyone's time.
Yeah.
Anyone who rooted for you in high school, you waste of time. Like, because in high school...
I didn't do anything with education.
High school, everyone was about... And I'm wondering, what's it going to be like? Because it feels like more people... I feel like our generation is like capped the college. And I think it's going to go down.
It should.
I think with technology and with like the Gary V's of the world.
Sure.
Which... Sidebar. We'll talk about Tim Dillon at some point.
Okay.
I fucking love Tim Dillon ragging on Gary Vee. I love it.
Tim Dillon's great.
Because someone's got rag on Gary Vee. Because Gary Vee's not a little much. He's a lot much.
But like, he's doing it though.
But he's doing it. He's making a ton of money.
Sure.
But like, you could, the grind thing, the this and that, you don't necessarily have to go right to a 4-year school anymore.
No.
Like, and a lot of people like in the Midwest and shit, they're going to because their parents, because we will have, like, a lot, you didn't, but, like, a lot of people our age will have done that versus, like, our parents. At least mine didn't because it was less common then, and they just...
My parents tried and dropped out.
Boom. Like, so it's just, it wasn't as common or people didn't, but now it just seems like there was a while where everyone was like, oh, this is, like, the bare minimum to get a job. And I just wonder... what's going to happen? Because technically, if you want to work in tech, you still probably need something. You can just jump into tech.
Something.
It's fucking hard. Like, I can't grasp my head around tech. So
I got a hot take.
Okay.
I got a hot take. I just recently, I was talking to someone at work today, and they were telling me on how they had their son This is an older man, by the way, probably about our parents' age. A little younger because her son is high school age.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, is this a son or the person?
The son is high school age.
Okay.
Who just recently got his GED. Now,
okay.
Here's what I have to say about a GED. If you're going to drop out of school, okay, and that's what you plan to do, and I'm not ragging on you for doing that.
No.
Do it. Do it if you don't want to go to school.
Commit.
Drop the fuck out. Don't waste your time on getting a GED because a high school dropout at this point can really get almost just as good of a job as anyone with only a high school diploma.
If you can get your first job,
just get a job.
If you can get your first job, the GED, also like, if you like for real, if you get that first job, you could just say you graduated high school for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Who the fuck is going to question?
Yeah.
And I know, like, I have the college.
No one asked for proof of a high school diploma.
I just got a new job today.
Sure.
And I've, you know, I got a different, within the same company, different position. And not one person asked me to prove that I went to college.
Sure.
Now, granted, I was hired on to that company, you know, 2.5 years ago in a different role. And no one then was like, can I get your college transcripts?
Right.
The first job I went to, they asked for my college transcripts.
Okay.
And then after that, everyone just assumed, what's the last thing you did? Most people care about?
Companies mostly just want your work experience. They don't care about your school, but if you don't have work experience yet, then that's all they have to go on.
Exactly.
Okay.
So now we're to the point where my college experience is almost going to be off my resume. It's one of those where it's like a footnote at the end of, mm-hmm. hey, this is the college I went to.
I don't want to shit on people who have their GED. At one point in time, going to get your GED probably meant something.
You're better off spending how many years? Two years?
Today.
You think most people take 2 years to get the GED?
I have no idea, honestly.
From when they would have.
Maybe. Yeah. I really don't know how long it takes to get a GED.
Just work.
Just get a job because guess what? You don't need, like, for just a basic job, which is what most people with only a high school diploma is getting anymore nowadays.
It's going to have to be a trade or something like that.
Yeah. Just go to work, drop out of school, and get to work.
Yeah.
If that's what you're going to do.
Get more work experience. Yeah.
Get work experience.
Start working. Whatever you think you're going to want to do, get going. Because work experience is going to be, because then you're going to meet people. That's the thing. Like high school they teach you that Alexander Hamilton was a president and that him and Aaron Burr were in a duel.
Wasn't that just a musical?
Yeah.
Is that real life? Did that happen?
I was thinking about it yesterday, and we'll talk about why I was thinking about it yesterday.
Okay.
But,
by the way, I never learned that in school. Never learned it in school.
They teach it to you.
Did they? I don't know. I don't remember a word of that.
The big duel. They teach it to you.
When? How old were you when you heard about it?
High school. I know where you were. You weren't paying attention.
Fuck, dude.
Maybe in honors they taught us. And it doesn't matter. You learn about that.
The U.S. history?
Famous duel.
The U.S. history.
Yeah.
Okay.
Junior year, you would have learned that. It doesn't matter. They teach you that, but they don't like tell you that, hey, when you're an adult, it's good to know people. they don't teach you how to like actually do any, like
just know people. Just
be an adult.
Like, just network?
You need
a network?
I feel like they assume now that college is going to teach you how to be an adult, and you're like, but like, what if I just want to be one? And they're like, oh. Then when it comes to like the awards, we're going to say you're undecided with what college you're going to go to, because we couldn't dare say you're not going to college, because I think a lot of high schools, and this is the thing I'll be interested to see if people stop going to college. I think a lot of them are very proud of what percentage of their thing goes to college.
Probably.
They do also the college or workforce. I think they're okay with saying they're going straight to work.
Yeah.
But if there was some
or like the military, they're very proud of military.
Very proud of the military. Yeah. But if there was just a few schmucks who were like, you know, I don't know. I'm probably just going to hang out at home next year and figure it out.
Sure.
They'll be like, undecided. And it's like, no, like, they're gonna have a mugshot. Like, that, just say mugshot. Like,
yeah.
look for this person on STL mugshots in the next couple of years. Like, because no one stayed home and thought they'd figure it out. Like, everyone had at least a.
This guy's gonna run out on a lot of bar taps. Okay? Like,
someone had a lot
of bar taps.
A lot of bar taps. Like, at least most people have a soft plan, right? Yeah. At least like a, or say soft. Either they're going to college or. I guess you went to community college.
Yeah.
You tried.
I started out.
But what a fucking waste of time for you, right? And it's not your fault. It's the fact that they were like, everyone's like, go to college.
Yep.
Like, they were like, my parents were going to make my fucking brother go to college. And he was like, and then he was like, I'm not. Like, he eventually said, hey, I'm not. And I was like, good. Like, you barely graduated fucking high school. Like, why was this going to work in college? Like, you couldn't, like, I'm not even shitting on anybody here. Some people don't fucking want to go to school and they don't want to sit in a desk job all day. I get that.
Some people, however, think they don't want to go to school and either drop out or don't go.
And then later.
And then they start working and then they realize, oh no, I should have. I should have done it.
Everyone changes.
That's me. Should have done it. And I'm doing it.
But you, at the time, you didn't want to.
I'm doing it. No, you're right. You're right. I'm happy about it.
So, like, why did, like, it was just, it was a pressure. You were friends a lot. You got it.
Sure.
Me and you got the same ACT score.
Yeah.
That always floored me.
Yeah.
Of like, this is a tale of two ACT. Like, this is why ACT score is bullshit. Like,
yep.
Or is this why college is bullshit? Which one, like, what, which one is it?
Dude, it's a crazy game you got to play. If you want a good paying job, you have to go to college.
Mostly.
Unless you wanna
work, if you work hard, if you work with your hands and you do
work. But guess what? If you want to do that, and I'm in that field, you got to work like 60-hour work weeks, man. If you want to make the money that you would be making.
Some places, Ameren pays pretty well.
Okay, but you're paying your fucking life away.
So, to an extent.
To an extent, yeah.
You know, you definitely don't work.
You don't get great hours.
You don't work 9 to 5.
It's going
to
be worth it.
You also work third.
At the end of everything, working at Ameren's going to be very worth it.
You'll work hard, but work there for many years and
great,
make good money.
Great for the people who have that drive and could do that job. There's a lot of lazy people who can't do that, though.
Everything comes down to what you value.
Yeah,
you
that's very true.
If you, like... But my values have fucking changed. Everyone's values have changed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking a job where I'll be traveling.
Yeah.
Two or three weeks a month. And I'll be not the whole week. It's like 2 days during the week.
Let's say 2 or 3 days.
Yeah. I'll be gone like 1 or 2 nights. Depends on where I'll be. But I'll be traveling a little bit. That would never have flew for me a couple years ago.
Right.
Even like maybe a year ago, I'd be like, no, I'll be home every night doing this and that. And then you're home every night doing this and that. And then sometimes you realize, you know, there's nights where I just go down and play video games or I watch like a game, Aaron does something else. What does it matter that I was at home? I don't know. Does it matter? Like, as long as when I'm actually coming home from my work, that me and her are like hanging out, I'm making the most out of my time when I'm at home. Again, I'm only gone 6 nights a month. To me, that's like, okay, that's not that bad.
Yeah.
That's something I never would have done, never would have thought to do a couple years ago. And it's now a career path I'm taking. So shit changes forever, like everyone.
Moral of the story is do what you want. Do what you want.
And if your thing is,
I want to go to law school, be a doctor, hate my life for 10 years of school, be in debt for a long time, but then be very rich. Then that's your thing.
If that's your value.
If your thing is, I just want to go to college and slack off, but do good enough for a degree and get some sort of fucking bullshit business job that I can brag about to people.
That's what you value.
That's what you value. If you don't want to go to school, if you just want to fucking go to like a fast food restaurant, work there forever, maybe find a girl, knock her up.
Find a different girl, knock her
maybe
up.
Maybe sell drugs too.
No one's going to know about the other person.
Like, then go home, play video games, neglect your kids. If that's what you want to do,
this is the life you want to live.
If you want to fucking buy some dirty needles and inject them into your fucking veins full of heroin, stay the fuck away from me. But if that's what you want to do,
do it.
then do it.
I
don't care.
I think otherwise you'll just, if you're living in regret, that's not fun.
Sure, no.
It's going to come out, right?
Yeah.
You're going to have an extreme midlife crisis.
Uh-huh.
I think the midlife crisis probably hits less hard if you did what you wanted up until then.
Sure.
But like if you didn't do what you wanted up until then, and mm-hmm. you just like stayed the path, which I feel like our generation, so many people will have a horrible midlife crisis because we all stayed a lot of people stayed the path.
Yeah, probably.
A lot of people stayed the path because that's what like everyone was told.
See, the good thing...
Now we're going to tell people don't stay the path, and we're going to make some fucked up kids.
Probably.
They're going to be some fucking...
You know what? I'm a very selfish person. I can admit that. I'm selfish. I want what I want.
Maybe it cycles that way.
If I don't get what I want, I'm not happy. I make sure I'm happy. And because of that, I don't think I'm going to hit a midlife crisis because I usually get things that I want to get.
Typically, yeah.
That's just how I live.
I seek out.
My wife going to have a midlife crisis because I get everything I want and she gets nothing? Very possible.
Maybe.
I'll deal with that when that gets here, okay? that's future my problem.
Yeah, that's Jordan.
Right now, I'm happy.
I'm such a live. Like, I mean, last weekend,
yeah.
I went to Chicago by myself to go mm-hmm. to a pop punk show with a bunch of kids there. I'm like, you know what? No one does this.
No, you're...
And you know what? Not a lot of people want to do this per se, but there's probably a percentage of people who want to do this, but they just won't do it. But they just absolutely fucking won't.
Not only were you in the top 1% of what you did, you're probably in the top 0.5%. Probably even in the top 0.25%.
Most people there my age, if not everyone there my age, lived in Chicago.
Yeah.
And most people there that weren't my age...
Uh-huh.
Probably also still lived in Chicago. There were probably only so many people that traveled for the show, and I would imagine. I don't know that I traveled the furthest for the show. That's probably not true, but I definitely probably traveled. I was probably the oldest person that traveled as far as I did.
Yeah,
but that's what I wanted to do.
Let's make this easy on me here. Let's take a quick break.
We're gonna take a quick break. Ooh. I'm getting another drink. Do you want another drink?
No, if I have another drink, I won't go to work tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll be done. I'm going to have a water. I'm going to be responsible. I won't say pussy and faggot this episode, except for this time.
I'm going to have another drink.
Okay.
And then we'll be right back.
All right, break.
All right, folks, we're back. I've got another mule. Jordan does not.
I got a water. However, I did take the lime from my earlier Moscow mule that is soaked in vodka. And I threw it in the water.
So you get a little bit, but...
It's so a little bit of a...
Smart.
A spiked water.
You drive
here.
Home.
Yeah.
I don't. You work earlier than I do.
Sure.
And I'm very, you know, I'm celebrating tonight about my job. And I'm very excited about it.
New job.
Very excited. But before we talk about anything else, we have got to put a bow on The Masked Singer.
Oh, the finale was last
night.
I saw a commercial, so I knew it was coming.
Since we've last spoke.
We missed it. By the way, the last episode, I don't think we did a Masked Singer update, did we?
We didn't.
We did not. And there was even another week in between that.
So we had...
We're missing 2 weeks of Masked Singer updates.
Michelle Williams?
Don't know who that is and don't care.
From... Three people have been eliminated since we last... Well, three people were eliminated before the finals.
Okay.
Since we spoke. So, Michelle Williams, she was from Destiny's Child.
Okay.
She was eliminated. Very good singer.
Not Beyonce.
Victor Oladipo from the Indiana Pacers.
Nope.
Basketball player.
Okay.
Fantastic voice. There was a big story. He was thingamajig. There was a big love thing between him and Nicole Scherzinger.
I don't know.
One of she was from the Pussycat Dolls.
Yeah, lost still.
They were a big thing in like the 2000s. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
She's one of the judges, and her and Thingamajig were having a big romantic thing, and they were, you know, I'm sure it was canned for the show. Mm-hmm. I'm positive, but they had a big thing where she was like, "Oh, I love your voice," and I'm so like, you know, talking about going on a date and stuff. But it's Victor Oladipo, and he's a good basketball player. Used to play for Orlando Magic. It was very obvious who he was, by the way.
When you found out?
No, that was my guess. It was a guess.
How do you guess that? Where do you come up with the intel to make that guess before you find out that it's this guy?
It's nice to have the internet where I was like, oh, Indiana Pacers, Orlando Magic.
How do you know that? Were these clues given to you?
Yes. They give clues.
Okay.
There's clues and stuff involved.
Okay.
In all this. So, I actually, Ken Jeong, who I want to die. I want Ken Jeong to
not
die.
A fan of him?
I want him to be murdered.
Is he a judge, right?
He's a judge. He's the... Okay. Here's the thing. Like, Nicole Scherzinger, she does a pretty good job. Robin Thicke does a really good job, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Jenny McCarthy is about as tolerable as you can imagine Jenny McCarthy being.
Yeah, not much.
But she's... You know what? She's fun, and she's... Ken Jeong makes, like, a big joke out of the show.
Well, it's because the show's a joke.
It's a bit of a joke, but then it's like... It would be fun if he did that, like, every once in a while, but he like, does it every time.
You think he's just drunk? You think he's just fucking
hammered? I don't know,
hammered?
But, like, it's just, he does it every time, and you're like, okay, you know what, Ken? I get it. You're going to guess something stupid and off the wall, and you're going to make this big, he made this big grandiose deal about him guessing, and I'm like, I don't like it. Like, I would just assume you, like, I don't think that you guys need to be guessing all, literally, like, five times a show. It doesn't matter.
Hmm.
But, like, you stop making such a big deal out of it. Like, just, or do it once a show, make the big deal out of it, but don't do it every time that you're told to guess who someone is.
I don't know, man. If someone asks me to be a judge on this show, I'm getting fucking hammered before every episode.
Of course.
And I am making a goddamn joke of everything. You probably wouldn't like me as a judge. It wouldn't go well.
No, but they wouldn't ask you to be a judge, but for some reason he's been asked back. It doesn't matter. He's kind of annoying. But he actually guessed Victor Oladipo. It was his only correct guess of the season.
Okay.
And then after him was Seal. And Seal was a great singer, but Seal did a really, really good job of like playing a different character sort of under the mask.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, I thought for sure his character was gay. Like, I thought for sure it was a gay guy. Because
maybe
he was very...
Seal is gay.
After you get married to Heidi Klum for a while, I don't think you're gay.
Maybe she some stuff. Maybe she made him do some stuff. Say, you can only be married to me.
And the guess, honestly, like his voice plus the clues, it was like, oh, this points to Seal.
Mm-hmm.
Tired of being overshadowed by his ex-wife and tired of the drama. And his voice was very like, oh, this is a voice you don't hear every day. Seal has a voice you don't hear every day.
Yeah.
But he did a really good job of being kind of a character, but people did guess him. But then he left. He was the last one eliminated before the finals. In the finals, me and Aaron went 3 for 3.
Fox.
We went 3 for 3, baby. In third place, it was Adrienne Bailon. She was in the Cheetah Girls, which, you know what? I'm going to give you this fucking Fox. I'm going to lean into you on this. You had two Cheetah Girls.
Yeah, that was pretty Cheetah Girl heavy.
You had two Cheetah Girls. There were only four. And honestly, fuck the other two. I don't give a shit about the other two.
I don't even know the other one you just said. The only one I know is Raven.
I like Adrienne Bailon, my favorite. She
I don't even know
favorite.
Who that was. You like the Cheetah Girl? Were you a Cheetah Girl fan?
I watched it.
Jesus Christ. Come on.
It was on Disney when I was growing up watching Disney.
Okay. All right, fine.
Doesn't matter.
Go on.
Still upset that you had two Cheetah Girls on. She has a YouTube channel with her husband who's a little old. But
okay.
Doesn't matter. She was the flamingo.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Daughtry, baby.
Okay. I know Chris Daughtry very well.
No one guessed it.
Okay.
And the whole second half of the show, I was like, this is what it would sound like if Daughtry covered this song. This is fucking Chris Daughtry.
Sure.
And the clues were like, I'd been here before and done a competition. Like,
oh, is this on the same stage as American Idol?
No, but like, it was like this isn't my, like, I had there were a couple clues that was like, oh, maybe you've done, like, a couple clues that pointed towards done something like that. And the voice was so fucking obvious. If you go back, it was the whatever the dog, it had a name, but I've had a couple drinks. I don't remember the name off the top of my head, but a dog, he was a dog and he did a good job.
I want a dog.
I just want a dog.
Yeah.
And you know, he was in films.
Great.
Actually, it wasn't.
The son is in films.
You're right.
The wife wrote him.
That's right.
Yeah.
But his dog could talk.
Yes.
Yeah. Chris Daughtry could talk. Anyway, Chris Daughtry did a good job. He did a really good job. He got second. And the winner, the Fox.
It was Jamie Foxx.
It was Wayne Brady. Who we are. That was our guest before going into the finals, was Wayne Brady.
Okay, whatever. Fuck Wainwright. This it was a letdown. This was a letdown. Okay, who? Thanks.
I've named a lot of folks. Who do you? We couldn't figure out. I was like, who's the most famous of this? I don't really know.
Probably Wayne Brady.
I think.
Wayne Brady.
The Wayne
Chris
Brady.
Daughtry's not far off. And then everyone else, maybe Raven.
Raven's pretty famous.
There. Raven's
Seal what like
Seal
in
was
his
like
heyday?
He had a thing for a little while.
But let's be honest, and I know he wants to escape it. Would he be as famous if he weren't married to Heidi Klum?
Was he married to her before his thing?
No, but like I don't think he would have stayed relevant after Kissed by
he's
a Rose.
He's not
from
relevant. He's not relevant.
He stayed relevant up until probably a few years ago when they got divorced.
Not really. When was the last, before a few years ago, when did you ever hear about Seal? Before a few years ago. You heard about Seal before the divorce?
I heard about the divorce.
Well, okay, but before
every
that,
once in a while,
they were married.
Every once in a
when
while,
was his name
every
out?
Once in a while, someone would be like, Jesus fucking Christ, Seal, like, is married to Heidi Klum. That's insane.
He's got like a fucked up. But that's not like staying relevant would be him doing like
but no one
something.
But no one would have even said that his name.
Yeah.
But he was married. But he was married to someone who was so hot and he kind of has a weird face.
Yeah, that's fine. He was not relevant. I'm not giving him relevance.
No. So, yeah.
I won't do it.
It's not.
Foot down.
Raven. Wayne Brady hosts Let's Make a Deal.
Whose line is it anyway?
Here's the thing.
He's
though,
been
he
an actor.
He was talking
a few
about
things.
How he's been in the business for 30 years and how no one like respects his singing or no, like. And I was like, wait a minute. Like, as a fan of Whose Line Is It Anyway,
he was the singer.
You were the guy who like you amazed me the most because you would be
I
the one who would go up and improvise these songs out of fucking nowhere.
Yep.
And I would be like, holy shit! Like he's hilarious.
Mad respect.
Like, I think it was one of those things where people who liked comedy, like in the 2000s, liked Whose Line, but no one else did. Like,
probably.
Everyone else, I was just like, wait, what do I know? What would I know him from otherwise?
I don't know if that's true because I remember when Whose Line came back out like 5 years ago.
Oof.
And like, people were fucking pumped about it. Like, everyone was pumped about it.
From our age.
Yeah, but like that's not necessarily just comedy fans though.
There's people who
a lot of people who I didn't think gave a shit about comedy were like, "Fuck yeah, Whose Line Is It Anyway?"
I will say this though: were people more excited because Wayne Brady didn't come back?
Right?
Did anyone raise a fuss, or were everyone just happy that Colin Mochrie and Ryan
I'm sure
Stiles were
people
still
were like, "Where's the Wayne? Where's the Brady? Where's the Braids at?"
I think most people probably wanted Ryan Stiles and Colin Mochrie.
Ryan Stiles is definitely the selling point of that show for me.
I don't know who I liked the most, but I know I loved that show so much.
Yeah, it was a great show.
And Ryan Stiles, Colin Mochrie, and Wayne Brady were my three favorites.
Yes.
And they were also the three regulars. And then the rotator would be like, is it like Greg Proops is funny?
Greg Proops is great.
A couple of guys weren't so funny.
Yeah.
Or weren't as funny.
Yeah.
Greg Proops, great. Chip
was good.
Chip.
I don't remember the net full name, but he was good.
Chip. Something or another. Chip.
Yeah, I don't know.
He was good.
He was good. I liked him.
But there were maybe a couple folks I didn't like as much.
Right.
But amazing show. And I was like, I kind of know him as like, that's, but I bet a lot of people who are like, I don't know, 68, just know him as Let's Make a Deal host, right?
I don't know. My grandma, 75? I'm pretty sure, knew. Whose Line Is It Anyway? Because that was fucking 7 o'clock TV on ABC or whatever channel it was on. Old people watch that.
I guess so. But
they're
now
waiting for Dateline.
Well, he's just been doing Let's Make a Deal for a long time.
Yeah.
Yes. Actually, like longer than I thought.
Long time.
And then he was on long How About Your Mother, he was Barney's brother, right?
Yep.
What else has he done?
He's been in movies
notably
here and there.
Like, what else are, like, I just named the three things I knew him from the most. Is there a fourth?
Just character actor things here and there. That's just kind of what it's
everyone else been. Was in Drew Carey's show.
To me.
Was that anyone else? Was he in the Drew Carey show?
Maybe an episode.
Okay.
To me, he's probably the most famous person on that show.
That's what I mean. And yeah. I'm like, the things I know him from aren't like, this isn't Jamie Foxx. Like, if it was Jamie Foxx, that would have made the most famous person so much more famous. He would have been like one of the most, like, top 50 of like the last 15 years. Like, he's probably one of the top 50, maybe top 100 celebrities in the last.
Right.
I don't know what I'm like, top, what does top 50 mean? Most notable, most talented. I don't know. But I would say like Jamie Foxx, massive celebrity, Wayne Brady, just kind of a celebrity.
Yeah. And that's as good as this show got.
But considering who the other people were, I was like, this show would have been like murderous in the like late 2000s if they had this group of people. Like Dr. Drew when Loveline was like hitting.
Yep.
The two Cheetah Girls, when the Cheetah Girls were like a thing, people.
Well, the Cheetah Girls were a little earlier than the late 2000s.
Yeah, maybe.
But yeah, they were.
Early,
they were
like early to mid. Early to mid.
Early to mid.
Also, I think Loveline was bigger early to mid. This would have killed.
Yeah.
Mid 2000s.
Loveline was still a big thing in the late
2000s. Wayne Brady would have been like right off of the, right hot off Whose Line.
Mm hmm.
Who else? I guess the Twitch gamer wouldn't have existed. The what's his face that did the Letterman show? I can't remember his name. Jesus, he's a.
I don't know.
The guy.
Paul Schaefer.
Paul Schaefer. He probably a little more famous back then when Letterman was.
Yeah.
Kind of going. Everyone was a little more fake. I don't know when Daughtry was big in the mid 2000s, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe when we were in high school. He got.
Yeah, he was big then.
Sort of big. So maybe mid to late 2000s.
Yeah.
I don't know. But you know what's great for everybody and me? Season 3 premieres right after the Super Bowl.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I was literally about to say, thank God the show's over. We're done with this for a little while.
You
after
got a month.
Super Bowl.
You got a month and a half, folks.
What the fuck?
And then we'll be back with some more updates. They said,
okay.
And they said this season, more famous people than they've had. This is going to be the most famous people they've had. Season 3.
I'm going to call it right now. Larry King's part of it. Larry King is going to be a contestant. I'm calling it.
He'll be out very early.
Yeah.
Like very early.
Most likely he'll be the first one out, but he's going to be in it.
He's not going to be able to hold his mask.
You heard it here first. Larry King is going to be in the next season of The Masked Singer.
Oh, Jesus.
Masked Singer. Let's move on from The Masked Singer. I'm done with The Masked Singer. Otherwise, I'm going to start ranting about the damn thing.
You want to talk about Trump?
Well, I was going to bring up. Well,
did you know Trump's not our president?
You kind of said it.
I read that on Twitter. Trump's not the president.
Now this kind of ruined my whole play, but I'm going to pretend you didn't say anything about Trump, and I'm going to go into it.
Okay.
Have you heard about, this isn't politics.
Okay.
Someone's getting pushed out. Have you heard about it?
No.
You haven't heard about someone getting pushed out of power? In politics? Someone who has a title is getting pushed out.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you literally just said his name.
Trump?
Yeah, but there's someone else, even more important. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
No, I didn't hear about this.
They're talking about they're going to get
you
stripped.
You said his name. I didn't say that name.
Well, you didn't say his name, but see, the whole... You weren't supposed to say anything about Trump in the first place, and then when I said that, you were supposed to say Trump? And then I was going to say no.
Oh.
That's how this was supposed to go.
I'm sorry.
That's how this was supposed to go. You fucked it up, and I did a terrible job of executing after that.
You want to do this again? You want to try this again?
Let's start over. All right.
What else is in the news?
Let me take a drink of water real quick. Hold on.
Trying to figure out what else is in the news.
Have you heard of the guy getting pushed out of power?
Yeah, Don Trump.
Nope.
What?
There's someone else.
Not my best friend.
Not him.
J. Trump.
Not him. Prince Harry and Princess Meghan Markle.
Never heard of them.
You don't know who... You seriously don't know who Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are?
I know. Okay. Is Meghan the black one?
No. There's not a black one.
There's a half black one.
Maybe. Maybe the hotter one. The one with...
One of the princes married someone who's at least half black.
Are we sure about that? I thought they were both white.
I think she's... I think Marco's black.
We're going to do a quick Google search. We're going to do a quick Google search.
Very quick. Not going to take 5 minutes of us
Meghan Markle black.
Bantering around.
Meghan Markle.
I think she's half black.
Meghan Markle's half black.
Okay.
She's half black.
At least she claims to be.
She doesn't look half black. Look at this picture.
Okay. I see it. She's... Listen. I think it depends what the angle is and how the light's hitting her, and
if she wants to
how
claim,
convenient it is for taxes purposes and two horses and a mule.
If she wants to claim being half black, I'm not going to stop her.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a picture of her mom. She says her mom is African American.
Her mom's been dead since pictures were invented.
Okay. We'll never know. She's half black, I guess. All right. Anyway, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are in danger of being stripped of their royalty title.
Because she's black?
Nope. I think they just don't like her.
He's
backing her up. No, because she apparently is very just a...
Her mom.
I think she's just like a party...
Loud?
I think she's just
she's
like
loud?
A party girl.
She's loud at movies?
You're saying things, man, that I am...
She's loud at movies? Is that, what, is that why?
That's not... Hey, you take this up with England, bud.
She's got a lot of... Fried chicken coming to dinner?
Hey, whoa. Hey.
She tends to order high C orange when she goes to McDonald's.
I order high C orange. Don't you give that to that community.
Hey, black people, it's not all yours. I want fried chicken.
Well, I'm not saying that either, though. They can have it, actually. That community can have it now. I don't want in on this.
I want fried chicken. I want high C orange. I want watermelon. For fuck's sake, I want it all.
I think they can share. I think they're sharing.
No, I want it too.
They're sharing.
Why do we give everything good to
they're
black
sharing.
People? And then we're like, we want kale. And then black people are like, you can have kale.
I think black people eat kale too.
Do you?
Yeah.
Like Marco doesn't. That's why she's not invited back to the fucking White House.
I don't know the ramifications
of why
they're being stripped.
You know, if you don't think she's going to lean in on the black thing now, you're crazy.
Well, this has been an ongoing thing.
Since they found out she was black.
That they don't like.
They never liked her when they found out
she doesn't like
race.
Showing up to everything, and he doesn't show up.
She showed up late?
As well to things.
Does she show up late to things?
And they, well, hold on now. I had a black friend one time who showed up on time, all right? So let's not, okay?
This is not a good look for England.
Okay? It's not a good look for England. You're right.
She showed up late, so they banned her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Folks, we had Obama for 8 years. We understand people are a little late to press conferences.
Well, hold on now. I don't think... We're saying two different things here, okay? We're saying two different things.
You guys can at least handle Meghan for a little bit.
She's hot too, by the way. She is hot.
No one who's a prince, even these guys who don't even look that attractive.
They're very ugly.
Like they're not good looking.
I'm like kind of an ugly guy. They are ugly.
They're pretty ugly.
They are ugly as fuck.
They're pretty fucking ugly.
I'm able to look at them and say,
Do you think they're interesting
either? Thank God.
They're probably not interesting, right?
There's no way. They're very boring people.
These might be two of the worst people to be with if they weren't princes.
I can tell you this. They didn't grow up with a mother.
It's true.
Yeah. Which means they're probably terrible people. Is that what happens when you don't have a mom growing up? I don't know.
Don't they don't, yeah. They're ugly.
They're very ugly.
They're very ugly.
But I think that's just a thing over in Britain. Aren't the Brits ugly?
No, because I always hated, every TV series had that British guy, and he was always like a love interest in the middle of the show.
But that's like the best looking British guy they could find.
And they found, it's not the guy, it's like, but he would look at least better than ugly. And he would be like, hello. Like, and they'd be like, I like that accent. I'm going to have sex with you now. And then
I think the average Brit is ugly as fuck.
Every fucking show had a British guy that would always date the main girl.
Yeah.
And you would never root for them because you wanted Ted Mosby or Ross to get with the girl.
I never wanted Ross to get with anyone. Ross is a fucking
I didn't want Ross to die.
Ross but sucked.
Regardless, you always wanted, you never wanted the British guy to win. And that's why I hate British men. I hate them. I fucking hate British men.
Yeah.
I like one British guy, and it's my cousin's husband. He's a good guy. I like that guy.
He was a bit intense in soccer.
He's intense, but he's a good dude.
He's a good guy. I do remember that. I gave him a ride to a game one time. We had a decent conversation.
I like him a lot, actually.
Yeah.
That being said, I don't like any of the other ones. I hate them. But these guys wouldn't...
You hate the Brits.
Overall, I don't have any problems with most British women.
Do you hate the white Brits?
Are there black Brits? Seriously.
Black Brits? There's some. Do you hate them too?
No, actually, you know, I've never ran across a black Brit that I hated.
Hmm.
Just white Brits.
Isn't the band Block Party from England?
Yeah, the singer's black, right?
He's a black singer.
I like them.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
You know, I like that guy.
Might be a good guy.
I don't like white. You know what? I'm all part of the Me Too culture right now.
Okay.
I don't like straight white British men.
Okay, that is
that are white.
No way lines up with anything you've been saying in the last 10 minutes.
True. It's just true.
Okay.
I don't like them. I've never liked them. Women, been fine with blacks. You're in Britain, and you're black, you got enough struggles. You don't need me to be involved in this. They don't even want you there, apparently.
Apparently they don't want you to be in their royal buildings or whatever
I don't even know. What do they do? What is Prince
nothing?
Harry do?
They're just rich and they get to be in the news.
Do they have power? Power?
No.
I don't even know how that works anymore.
No, they don't. They're just what do you call a public image? That's all.
When does it end?
When this family dies off. But it's not ever going to die off. They'll make sure of that.
They're not going to raise quarter black kids.
Well, here's the thing.
So it'll be a Kate
Middleton. No, here's the thing. That prince and princess will become the duke and duchess because there is an older brother who is married. He will be the king.
The older ones with Kate.
Yeah, Middleton. He will be the king. They will be king and queen. The brother and
he'll be duke.
The other one will be
dukess.
I think it's duchess. I don't know for sure. We'll go with Dukas. That's more fun. Duke and Dukas.
Duke and
Dukas. Dookie.
They'll call her Dukas.
The Dookie Dukas.
Oh, hey, Dukas.
Yeah.
I don't. What was Meghan Markle anything before she was?
She was. I think she was on reality television.
Jesus.
I don't know if it was like MTV. She was in something. She was in some sort of reality television.
Why do I feel like I completely now understand why they don't like her? Probably. She's probably not likable, is she? I want this to be a race thing, though. I so badly want this to be a race thing. Although I'm assuming they don't have as much race issues in England as we do.
It is Duchess, by the way.
Dukas.
And she is currently the Duchess.
She was the Dukas. Until they shoot her off.
She was in an episode of The League? I feel like I missed that
You're
one.
You're kidding me.
I just watched The League.
You're kidding me.
I feel like I missed her.
It would be easy to miss her if you watched an episode of The League and she was in also an episode of The League. It would be very easy to not... Those two to not be the same episode. There were many episodes of The League.
Yeah, but I just watched the whole thing and I
Who was
paid
she?
Very close to... I don't fucking know. Let's see. She was in Married with Children in 1995.
She could be in this fucking room and I wouldn't know who she is.
In General Hospital.
This isn't a good look for her. These aren't good.
She was the... yeah, that's hilarious. She was... Remember the episode, The Bounce Test, where Ruxin jerks off to a website for a bra sizing website?
Yeah.
She was the model on the website with doing the bounce test.
This is her...
That's funny.
This is a credit funny. That she had.
Yes.
And she became the Dukas.
She was in Horrible Bosses. She was in Get Him to the Greek.
What do you think she was in these movies, though?
She was in Suits for 108 episodes.
108?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, she was in the entire series of Suits, which nobody watched.
Was she one of the suits?
She might have been a suit that a guy wore. I don't know if this is Buffalo
Bill.
She
is half black, so she could have been the jacket and the shirt. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, she was... I thought she... Oh, she was in 90210.
We were all in 90210.
For two episodes. She was probably... Hot slut number three.
I was gonna say
in that show. I'm sure that was
she
her
was a friend's friend friend, or she was so and so's girlfriend.
Yeah, it was great. What was the reality TV show she was? Oh, she was a model in Deal or No Deal. That's where like most people know her from. When people say Meghan Markle, oh, she was a Deal or No Deal model.
She was a Deal or No Deal model.
Yeah. Well, that's a big deal though.
It's a big deal?
Yeah, you're hot.
Okay, name a second person. Name, by name, a second person who was a Deal or No Deal model. Without the internet.
Heidi Klum?
No, she was way too famous to be a fucking deal. Those people are nameless.
I know.
It's basically like Deal or No Deal models is basically... It's like, I don't want to say it's an old thing, but it's just like, they want 25 nameless hot women to just open a suitcase.
By the way, looking at more pictures of her.
They don't want them to be advancing.
I'm looking at more pictures of her. I totally believe she's half black. She's half black for sure.
I feel better. I feel
great. She's for sure half black. She is also fucking hot.
Smoking
dude.
Hot.
Holy shit.
Who hit who up? That's what I want to know.
That's a good question, honestly.
Did she say, you know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna at the prince. At Prince Harry, wanna fuck. And then Prince Harry be like, yeah, you're smoking hot. I watched Deal or No Deal.
I think Prince Harry is the more attractive one of the two brothers. So she got the more attractive one.
Great. Yeah, the other one looks like an asshole, and he's married to one of the hottest women ever.
Yes.
Prince, man. If you were just a prince,
it's all I had to be.
You could have been with literally anyone you wanted to be.
Yep.
We could have had Princess Kiki Vidi.
Ooh. I think I would have aimed a little higher than that, but I wouldn't be upset with that. Kiki Vidi.
I want the Aussie accent.
Aussie.
Was she Aussie or New Zealand?
She was Aussie. Aussie. She was a shrimp on the vagina Barbie.
I'll take an Aussie accent all day.
Yeah.
Men or women. Honestly, I would marry like an Australian guy.
Just for the accent?
Sure. Don't you love an Australian man's accent?
That's accentist, I feel like.
They have the best. Bar none. Southern people sound like fucking retards. New Yorkers sound like retards.
A lot
Boston
of people,
people
like the Southern accent. A lot of people like Southern accent.
I
like
hate
educated
it.
Southern.
I literally hate it.
Really?
I fucking
a lot of other
it.
Countries when they think of America, they think Southern accent.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. It's one of the
like
it's
50
one of
people.
The toughest it's one of the toughest accents for actors to kind of pick up
I
very
absolutely
well.
Absolutely hate it.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I like a good Southern accent. I like it's like a nice fucking trashy fucking dumpster bitch.
I hate the Southern accent.
Just you want some chicken nuggets? Chicken nuggets?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, man, that makes me
Who
fucking...
Who wants that?
That makes me wet as fuck. Come on.
I love an Aussie accent. Okay. I don't like British accents.
Okay.
I like
Honey Boo Boo's mom.
I hate
that's
that.
What I want.
That's what I associate...
That's the fucking voice,
that's
man.
That's the problem is everyone in the South has been associated with like that type of
what was that college
behavior?
Humor? What was the college humor?
Oh...
Little series
God
making fun
it.
Of them. That was fucking hilarious.
That was a great
bat
series.
Dog the bat, or bat the dog. One of the two. What was it?
It was called
Dog the Bat.
I don't know. That was part of it.
Yeah. That was fucking hilarious.
That was a great series.
Yeah. That dude, that guy, I think is the best thing that came out of college humor.
Josh, I can't remember his name.
Yeah. I for sure think he was the funniest part. I loved me some Jake and Amir, but that guy was the funniest thing in college humor. I don't think anyone funnier was that.
No one was that funny. Like, did you listen to his episode of You made it weird?
Yeah, that was fantastic.
That was like that changed my life in terms of podcasts.
Yeah. What was his fucking name?
Josh. It was Josh something. Oh, it frustrates me that I don't know his name, but I don't think he ever did. I don't say he didn't do anything, but he didn't go on like this.
Josh Rubin. Yes.
I should have known that.
Yeah.
He was hilarious.
Good for him.
And As You Made It Weird was like hilarious.
Yeah.
I love it.
Gail Beggy. That was fantastic.
Gail Beggy was. I don't know anything.
I got to go back and watch this shit.
I don't know anything. Like, I really don't know anything. I don't know if this is a computer or this is a TV.
I'm going home tonight watching some Josh Rubin. He's fucking great. So I yeah, so what I my dumb wow, coming back way full circle here. My dumb little intro into this whole politics. It didn't work. It was fucked up. I'm going to say by you. Because I don't want to take credit for my poor.
You did a good job of setting it up.
No, it was a terrible setup. So that I wanted that to be the bigger story, even though it's not.
I don't even.
DT.
He's not president.
He's still president.
No, on Twitter I saw that.
Oh, Twitter says he's not president anymore.
Some people on there are like. Everyone's celebrating like this didn't happen to Bill Clinton.
That's exactly what happened to him.
This happened to Bill Clinton. And does everyone remember when Bill Clinton was taken out of office? 8 years after his term, when he was forced to be not president, because it's been 8 years.
Yeah,
it's been two terms. Two-thirds of the Senate has to vote. I don't know the Senate's poll, but I'm assuming it's not two-thirds Democrat.
No, I think it's very Republican.
So... You're gonna have to get a lot of people who are like, you're gonna have to convince people that they have a chance to get president if he gets impeached.
Yep.
To get that many people to go against the party is crazy. Apparently, everyone was shitting on Tulsi Gabbard. Did she vote like for not impeachment?
I don't know.
Everyone was tearing your girl apart.
I love Tulsi.
I know you do.
She's hot.
She's not gotten a good. By the way.
She's getting a very bad name for herself.
She may as well become a Republican because the Democrats have no business with Tulsi Gabbard. I don't know if it's because I don't know why they don't like her so much. I don't know what she's doing. What is she doing that Kamala Harris is not doing? People like Kamala Harris. I hate Kamala Harris, by the way. And when she dropped out of the election, I did a little fist bump. I really don't want her to be president.
Did she vote for the Republicans or something? So here, I'm just going to start reading an article until one of two things happens. Okay.
Okay.
A, we get an answer to what she did. So if that happens, I'll stop reading.
Great.
Or two, hopefully. If you just get so bored,
I'll let you know.
You let me know and I'll stop reading. Okay?
I will.
Until then, I'm just going to start
reading.
This becomes
a bad podcast. I will.
Okay. Democratic Rep. Tulsi Gabbard doubled down Thursday on her decision to vote present, quote, present in quotes.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know either. On two articles of impeachment against President Trump that cleared the House on Wednesday. The House voted 230 to 197 to impeach Trump for abuse of power and 229 to 198 for obstruction of Congress. I'm going to move on to the next paragraph. It has nothing to do with her anymore. After the vote, the Hawaii congresswoman issued a lengthy statement saying Trump violated public trust, but that voters would be able to hold him accountable in the 2020 election. This is now a quote from her. She says, "I could not in good conscience vote against impeachment because I believe President Trump is guilty of wrongdoing. I also could not in good conscience vote for impeachment because removal of a sitting president must not be the culmination of a partisan process fueled by tribal animosities that have so gravely divided our country."
Tulsi.
So I think
you just made everyone hate you.
So I think what she did Gabbard took to Twitter to elaborate on her present. So her voting present, she didn't say I, she didn't say nay, she said
I'm
present.
Here. I'm
she
here.
She just said I'm here.
I'm here.
That's all she did.
Voting for
it is. She said, this is her tweet. My present vote was an act of protest against the zero-sum game the two opposing political sides have trapped America in. My vote and campaign is about freeing our country from this damaging mindset so we can work side by side to usher in a bright future for all. Hashtag stand with Tulsi. Here's the thing. I don't think she's wrong even a little bit. However, you gotta play the game, bitch. You're not playing the game.
Here's the
You're
thing.
Not gonna succeed here.
Here's what I. You know what? I like. I respect the move.
Yeah.
But I sit here with everyone else and I think I respect it. But if you think you can be president, like, I don't know. I think it's what's necessary. I wish more people would get on Tulsi's way.
Yeah.
I don't understand the idea of wanting to go into politics and also at the same time wanting to not play the game.
Oh yeah, no. I
hate politics.
There needs to be more people like that. There's not, and there won't be.
It you know why there's not? Because politics. Like
politics is a sham. From front to back.
Even the people who are like, I like politics, I like history. And then they get in for like, they like dip their toe in and then they're like, oh no. Like people watch like House Cards and they're like, it's not like that. And then they like get in, they're like, oh shit. Like
it's that.
It's worse. They're like, yeah.
House of Cards showed everything they could
like,
show.
There was no like, yeah, there was no rape island on House of Cards. We couldn't do that. But there is a rape island. Like they're
in
like
real life. Like, that happened.
They're like, holy shit, that fuck. Happened. Okay.
Yeah, no. Like, Netflix would have been shut down if they.
No, we couldn't have underage women getting raped on Netflix. That's crazy. And they're like, yeah, that would be crazy, right? No, yeah, for sure.
Like that's fucking nuts.
Yeah, that would be crazy if we had like a island where you could just fuck any women you want. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah, we wouldn't do that in politics. No, we wouldn't be involved in it. Like that's
politics. People
get in a little bit. They do like their poli sci major and they're like, I'm going to be a governor and do good for the world. And then they get in, they sniff it. They smell the taint of this fucking world. They're like, I'm out. Tulsi's, she's in. She's deep in this. She tried to run for president.
Yep.
I don't know if she's still running for president.
I don't know.
But she just made everyone hate her.
Sure.
She made people who, well, actually, now, you know what? She's done. She's probably made Republicans be like, you know what? I don't hate that. Like, that's not what you want as a Democrat. Or is it? I don't know.
Well,
the problem is Republicans are the only ones who actually dumbly just vote their party. Like, Republicans are the only ones who will actually just vote because it's a Republican. Democrats will do things like, I'll vote Democrat. Or they'll be like, you know what? Fuck it, Jill Stein's my gal. Like, yeah. Democrats are wild cards sometimes where they're sure. Like, they all of a sudden just become like, I'm going to write in Joe Rogan because fuck it. Like, Democrats do that kind of shit where Republicans are like, yeah, I just hate Obama and Hillary, so I'm going to vote for Donald Trump.
Yep.
Like, Donald Trump's not Republican. But you know what? He won president because he literally knew Republicans are dumb enough to just vote for their party.
Yep.
So if he could convince any other group of people to vote for him, he was going to win.
DT, baby.
So, Tulsi, here's my pitch. Go Republican. Do it.
Yeah.
Or at this point, do it.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what you're trying to do in the Democratic side, but it ain't gonna.
I'll still vote for her as a Republican. She's hot,
and you know what?
I'm in. I want a hot president.
But like I agree. This whole process is stupid because everyone just votes on party lines.
Sure.
What did they say? One Republican voted against the party. One.
Sure.
How many people are in the House? 435.
Something like that. A lot.
And how many? I guess I'm assuming it's a Democratic House. If he got.
Yes.
One person of 100-something decided I'll go against the grain. So like, yeah, it's a moot vote. Do I think they would have tried to even impeach him if it was the other way around? I doubt it. But everyone's talking about, everyone's cheering right now, right?
Oh, yeah, he's out. He's done.
Everyone's like, oh, he's impeached.
I think he's already moved out of the House.
Thank God, he's impeached. And I was like,
he's out of the White House.
I was like, you understand that that literally just means that, like, nothing? It just means that we're going to, him being impeached literally only means that we're going to vote on that again. Like, why do we even call it impeached? We should just call it, he's, like, impeached to me should mean you're out. Out skis. Like, you're done. Yes. So, like, impeached should be what he is at the next level. So, the next level is, like, what is that called? He's done? What impeached means almost nothing. Like, the act of being, he's been impeached, means that all, we're moving it to a vote. In the Senate. In the Senate, needing a two-thirds majority, which will never have a two-thirds majority of a party. So, you know what, Democrats, you lost however many years ago. Pretend that you're going to celebrate this one. Have a drink. High five your friends. Say Trump's.
Yeah.
Do whatever you got to do. It doesn't matter. Trump's going to be the president. He's the president today, by the way. He's president tomorrow. He'll be the president in a month. He'll be the president in 2 months.
And maybe he won't be.
No.
Maybe he won't be. Because I heard on Twitter. I heard.
You heard?
I heard.
Oh, you're wrong.
Did you not hear?
I forgot to hear.
Yeah, listen.
What should I have heard?
You should have heard.
He's done?
He's done. He's over. He's impeached.
Also, by the way, do you want a real Republican to be president? Because that's what you're about to get. All right. Do you want gay marriage to be illegal? Because that's on its way if he's really gone. He's not gone.
Yeah.
That's it. He's not gone. Sorry. I'll burst your bubble. Someone has to, right?
Let's move on.
Okay.
From the Trump talk.
Let's move on.
Do you have anything else?
Do you?
I know what I want to get into.
Let's get into it.
We have, you know what? First off, before we do this, another reminder. Shits, you suck. Except for one.
I couldn't buy a McChicken right now.
Not even a McChicken.
I cut in half.
Nope. I could pay for add tomato onto a burger. We could pay for that.
We're at add tomato level.
Yeah.
We are not even at McChicken level.
No. We can't even buy
a fucking McChicken. We want to buy two steak dinners, a few rounds of drinks.
Yep.
The Uber home.
Yep.
And when I get home, I want a bag of chips.
Bag of chips would be nice.
Or something.
I want a dessert somewhere.
I don't dessert when I drink.
I want a dessert. I dessert when I steak.
When I'm drinking, I don't want sweets.
I'm going to get a dessert for sure. So you need to pay for maybe like a cheesecake.
He'll want a cheesecake.
I'll eat a few bites.
When I get home, I want some Cheez-Its or some...
Maybe Doritos. Tostitos.
Doritos or... You know, I'll eat some pizza roll. I don't know.
Yeah, pizza rolls.
Doesn't matter. It's only a few bucks. But you know what? We can't even afford it now. A McChicken.
Can't order a McChicken right now. Because we're fucking begging.
We're close. Begging. We're close.
We need you guys to just download our fucking episodes.
On every app.
On every app that exists. On every phone in your household. Every one on your team at work.
Tell your friends. Tell your fellow hockey players. Tell your wife.
Tell your baby. If you have a baby, tell your baby. Get your baby a phone.
You got a home. You have a work phone and a personal cell phone.
Both phones.
If you don't have podcast apps downloaded on both,
right?
Why am I even here? I don't care. I don't even listen. I'm drinking. We're having fun. I enjoy the podcast. I'll quit in a minute if we can just afford the steak dinner. I'm done. We won't even do this anymore.
And if one of you will just hit us up and say, hey, forget it. You're not going to get the downloads.
If you'll Venmo us $300,
just
I put it at $300.
Give us the money.
I want a $300 dinner.
Yeah,
I want a $300
between the two
check.
Of us. Yeah, $300.
I want us each to be able to buy a $75 steak dinner.
Sure, some drinks,
and then $150 worth of drinks. And honestly,
we're gonna have to pay for the Uber too.
Oh shit.
and that's probably not gonna be cheap.
$400? Are we at $400 now?
$400. Give us $400 check.
With $400, I will feel very confident that we can go out to this dinner that we're
talking about. Again.
At $400 raised.
Record an episode.
And I'm telling you, if you have an extra $400 and you are just fucking done with us.
Yes.
You're sick of this. We'll quit. We'll probably still put the mics on. We'll record, but we won't release anything.
Probably not.
I won't post about it anymore.
I will leave you alone.
We'll start a new feed for just the two of us.
Yep. We'll call it the Poo Poopy Poo Poo.
We'll call it the Poo Power Hour.
Poo Power Hour.
Just be the two of us. We won't have any social media accounts. You won't even know we exist.
$400.
Yep. That's the going rate. Or $399 and change.
Sure.
We've been clear we can't afford a McChicken yet.
Now, while we're disappointed in our fans for that, we are proud to announce our first voicemail for the show.
It came in very timely.
It did, right before we started recording.
Yes.
We got a voicemail. E-Dog's going to play it on his phone. We're going to play it through this microphone here.
Yeah.
So it already kind of sounds like shit quality.
Well, we're going to dissect this.
So is your volume up loud?
As high as it can be. Okay. I don't know how good this phone's volume is.
Where's the speaker at? On the bottom?
Bottom right here.
Okay.
Let's do this.
Okay.
Hey, Eric and Jordan. This is first time listener, long time caller. Just want to leave a message for you.
I appreciate that.
That's the message.
I like that. That is actually from one of our guests, and
he has been on the show.
Been on the show. His wife has texted us during the podcast.
Yes.
That's our friend Alex.
Yes.
And Alex, we appreciate you.
Yep.
Thank you for that. $400, please.
Yeah, we'll take $400. You can, in fact, you can join us for the dinner, but that $400 does not go towards you. If you want to eat with us,
if you want to eat with us, $600.
Another $200 because you're going as hard as we are that night. Okay,
I refuse to accept anything different.
So, Alex, get $600. The three of us will go.
You
get dinner.
Listen, Kate doesn't have to eat for a couple months.
Yeah, babies, don't they kind of eat their poop? Do they do that?
They can do that.
And Emily,
I think it's a survival technique.
If a baby can drink a mother's milk, then you're telling me the mother can't eat the baby's poop? She can get it on that action too. So the two of them are fine food wise.
$600, it's nothing.
Just the three of us.
We go out, we have a nice steak dinner, and we quit the podcast and we start the Poop Power Hour. No one will know about it.
Yeah. We're not going to promote.
We won't post about it. It will exist, by the way.
Yeah, it'll be out there. If you guys want to, I'm not going to make you, but if you want to, a few months from now, search the Poo Power Hour, go ahead. You'll hear us there.
It will exist, to be certain.
This is your only warning. So just kind of keep searching that from time to time until you see it.
Every once in a while, think about it. Like, shit, does that exist?
Because that's the only way you'll know. We're not posting about it. We're not making an Instagram.
No, we'll say a word. And you know what? You'll have my word. On our last episode, we won't even say anything.
Nope.
We won't announce that it's coming.
Nope.
It's just a thing that will happen.
No farewell tour needed.
No, we're not going to do a bunch of farewell and wishing we had another $100 for the dinner. Stretch for cash at the moment.
Sure, sure.
And we could use a couple hundred extra bucks for dinner.
Yeah, it would be great. It would be great.
But, you know, that's on you guys. And that's, until then, you know what you're going to get? A bunch of fucking us drinking, bitching about you.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Alex, for the voicemail. Actually, should I say?
Oh, what was the name he used?
Jarek Roaster.
Jarek Roaster. Oh, that's cute. That's a
thanks.
Combination of both of our first names and last names.
Yeah.
Way to go. Way good one.
And your middle name is in there.
My middle name is in there.
Almost.
Kind of. There's a missing
no
H.
No H.
There's no H. Erich. Erich.
Anyway, folks, it's been quite a time. I didn't even tell you about my car issues, and I'm not gonna.
We can maybe get into that. another time if that's still...
I'll tell you, folks.
If we're stretching for that...
It's been quite a week.
Yeah.
With the car. It's been a week with the car. Yeah. But we're figuring it out.
Yeah.
Not only are we figuring it out, we're almost have it figured out. But it's been fun. You don't need to hear any more from me. I can't wait to get more than this drunk on Sunday. For Sum 41.
Yes.
We'll talk all about that at some point.
Having said all that, we will smell
no,
you later.
No, hold
whoa,
on. Settle.
Whoa. Hold up.
We're still in plug mode. I have a podcast called Sorry. Young at Heart.
Okay. We'll smell you later, dog.
You should follow. No. Whoa. No.
All right. Go ahead. Do your little thing.
You can follow that show at Young at Heart Pod.
Smell you later.
No. Hold
okay.
on.
Okay.
I had
smell
a new
you later, dog.
I got new episodes smell. That have come out. I'm recording a couple new episodes this weekend. To give everyone my top 10 albums of the year and top 20 songs of the year and my favorite song from each year this decade. It's a big thing everyone's doing. If you like this, if you like kind of music that people who are like 15 like, you like my podcast.
That's true.
Fine. That's it. You know, you fucking ruined it. No one's going to listen to my podcast now, and I'm blaming it on that and not because it's a shit podcast.
I have no plugs.
No, you gave up your podcast for this podcast.
Yeah, I gave up. Yeah. Smell you later, dog shits.